We are today talking about populations, the genes in populations, and we are joined by Bruce Winney, who's from the University of Oxford. Hello, Bruce.
Hi, Kat. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
Yep.
Excellent. And I understand that you are carrying out a large project funded by the Wellcome Trust that's trying to find out about, you know, where did British people come from? What's in our genes? Can you tell me a bit more about this?
Yes, that's right. Well, what we're doing is we're looking to collect about 3,500 samples. We're looking for blood samples so we can get DNA from them. And we're looking to collect samples from people from throughout the UK. And once we've got these blood samples, we're then going to look at a lot of genetic markers and then create a genetic map of the British Isles.
So what sort of markers are you looking for? Tell us a bit more about the technique you'll be using.
Well, we're basically looking for markers which will might give us differences between different parts of the region. So some are more common maybe in the northeast than the southwest or and vice versa. So typical ones that people might think of that we'll look at are things like the ABO system. So this is the blood grouping system that most people know about. So they're either AO or B or AB. And so we'll look at markers like that. There's another marker system which is involved in your immune response, so how you respond to pathogens and things. And it's also involved in rejection of tissues and tissue typing. And this is known as the HLA system. And this is one of the most diverse genetic markers that there are in humans. And then another one that seems to be really interesting in our initial studies is one called MC1R, which is the melanocortin 1 receptor, which is involved in skin colour, and it's also associated with red hair. So you might think that some of these sort of ideas, different differences in hair colour and skin colour, genes involved in those might well give us differences between different regions. So these are the sort of markers we're looking at.
And where are you looking across the country?
What we're looking is we're looking throughout the UK, but we're actually particularly looking for rural communities. So we're looking, we've actually got quite strict criteria. What we're looking for is looking for people who've got four grandparents born in the same area. So that's a sort of 30, 40 mile radius. And we're looking for people in rural areas rather than the big major cities. Because the thing about big cities such as sort of, I don't know, Leeds, Manchester, London, Birmingham, places like that, is that over the last sort of 500,000 years, there's been a lot of movement and mixtures of peoples into those cities from throughout the surrounding countryside and, in fact, indeed, throughout the world. So by focusing on rural areas and by focusing on people who've got four grandparents born there, those volunteers are likely, their families have been in that area for many, many generations, and they will be good representatives of the area.
So what do you think you're going to find? Are you going to be able to look back and say, well, you're a Viking? Are you hoping to find that far back?
Well, there's various things we can do. We've done some preliminary analyses on sort of a small number of samples. And there's a couple of interesting things that come out of this. So one is that there's actually a marker that's on the Y chromosome. So that's the chromosome that defines maleness and goes through men. And there's a particular version of that, which Turi could probably tell you a lot more about, because this is her speciality. But there's a particular version of that which is found in about 25% of Norwegians. And then as you go sort of further eastwards along sort of northern Europe there, it gets more and more common. It's also found in the Orkney Islands. It's found 33% of men in the Orkney Islands have this version. But in the rest of the UK and in most of the rest of Western Europe, it's actually incredibly rare. So here we do have what is actually a very rare but very unique in that we have a specific marker which is associated with the Norse Vikings. But in general, I was going to say it's actually a lot more complicated than that. This is something that doesn't happen all the time. But what you can do is you can look at collections of genes and collections of markers and look at frequencies in different places. And we're beginning to show that we can see differences between the Celts, the Celtic fringe, which sort of represents the ancient Britons from the Neolithic times before the Anglo-Saxons came in, and the Anglo-Saxons themselves. So we can begin to look at these sort of historical differences.
And I understand that, as well as looking at where our populations have come from, there are other health aspects. What other things can you find in our genes?
Well, this is the main reason for doing this, or one of the main reasons for doing this, is from a medical point of view, which is why the Wellcome Trust have funded it. And we're going to use this sample set to help us search for genes that make people susceptible to diseases. And these are in particular the common diseases and complex ones, such as heart disease, cancer, and mental health diseases. And to understand how we can do that, you need to sort of think about how researchers tend to do these sorts of experiments. What they do is a researcher might be working, say she works on diabetes, and over the years she'll have built up a collection of diabetes patients. She'll then get a group of people who don't have diabetes and look for genetic differences between the two groups, so the groups of patients and the groups without the disease. So anything that's more common in the group of patients is likely to be associated with the disease. So what we're doing is we're setting up a UK, what we call a control population. So this is a group of an average sort of selection of people from throughout the UK that can be used in any of these sorts of studies for any of these diseases.
So if people are interested in taking part in your study, tell us again what the criteria are and how can people find out more?
Okay, well, as I said, the criteria are that we're looking for people who've ideally got four grandparents born in the same area. And by area, I mean parish, county, 30, 40-mile radius or something like that. And we're looking for rural areas, so we're specifically, as I say, excluding the big cities like Birmingham, Manchester and London. And we're still recruiting. We've got about 1,900 of our samples, and so we're still desperately looking for lots of people. And if people are interested and they think they fit the criteria or know people who might do, they can go onto our website, which is www.peopleofthebritishisles.org, and there's details of who to contact and how to volunteer through that.
Sounds great, because a lot of our listeners are in East Anglia, and that's quite a lot of rural populations there. So if anyone out in the Fens is listening, where in the country have you managed to get people from so far?
Well, East Anglia's been very good for us, particularly Norfolk. We've just about got all the individuals we need from Norfolk, but we're still looking for Suffolk. So we need people from Suffolk to sort of match that up. Other countries, actually, Lincolnshire, we've actually just about finished. But basically, every other county that we're interested in, so from places like Cornwall, Devon, Oxfordshire, South Wales, North Wales, Cumbria, and places in Scotland, we are still actively recruiting. So it's basically just about anywhere in the country where there's rural populations, we're interested in hearing from people.
Brilliant. So that's www.peopleofthebritishisles.org. Yep. Well, thanks very much, Bruce.